Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me once again today is Dr. George Barna, Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute. George is the leading researcher of the intersection of faith and culture. Dr. Barna, what does your research indicate that we should do when reaching out to millennials and assisting them in forming a biblical worldview?
It's a very difficult group. They tend to believe that experiences are more important than information. And so if you're going to be interacting with young adults, it's often very helpful, more helpful, not just that you preach at them or that you try to teach them information, but that you're developing a real relationship with them, which is the other big thing in life for them. It's connections and experiences. So the more that you can befriend them and then share experiences with them wherein you have the opportunity to dissect those experiences together and talk about their meaning, their purpose, what kind of truth principles you may or may not find embedded within those experiences, that winds up having a much bigger and more long-lasting impact on them than simply trying to, hey, let me show you what the Bible says. Now, what the Bible says is hugely important, and that needs to be the basis of what we're doing and thinking and saying. But with that particular generation, because they do not have the same presuppositions that we may have about the truth of Scripture, the importance of Scripture, the role of Scripture, or God, or Christ, or sin, or any of these concepts that are critical to us in a worldview, it's important that we then start with where they're at, not where we're at, and take them to where they could be.
It's very important that we impact the culture that's behind us, in other words, youth, because it really will drive society to where it is. Thank you for what you do, Dr. Barna, and thank you for joining us today in our conversation.